Let's start from the top. This is my mom, Nelly Alvarado.
Yeah.
Y dice en español:
bienvenido a encontrar lo gracioso con Lisa Alvarado.
You nailed it.
Okay.
All right. All right. Una vez más.
Yay, yay.
That's my mom getting the chancla out. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Find the Funny with me, your host, Lisa Alvarado. And here with me today would be Sarah, my editor Hi. And producer on the show and bestie. You guys, we are going to be talking about heckling this episode because I just got through doing a string of spring break performances. Oh,
wow.
My goodness. Holy shit, you guys. This is probably one of the rowdiest crowds I have ever encountered. I did five shows. It was a Miami-based crowd. And these kids that come out to Miami to party, I could have strangulated 20 of them. That's how you know you're getting older is when you have these kids come out into the audience and you're like, shut up. Be quiet. Put that beer down. It's like, oh my gosh, am I a mother? But the thing that shocked me, I think, the most is the number of hecklers. It's so different now than it was even 15 years ago doing stand-up. People would heckle. They've always heckled. But it's different now where I think that people are intentionally doing it. Like they're actually planning it in advance that they're going to try and fuck up the comedian because there's so many heckler videos out there on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube where the comedian is like destroying a heckler or having this crazy conversation with somebody. Mm-hmm. And so they think, oh, let me be a part of the show. Mm-hmm. No, you're the audience. Your job is to laugh and shut up. Laugh, shut up, laugh, shut up. Perfect words and direction from Todd Glass on the improv.
Is that where you got that from?
Yeah, laugh, shut up, laugh, shut up. It's so simple for audiences. Yeah. And if you don't want to laugh, the only other option is shut up. So you just shut it. You keep it quiet and you wait till another joke that you like and then you laugh and then you shut up again. See that? It's so simple. And then applause break and standing ovations. That's the only other things. That's it. And throw money at the stage. That's it. It's so simple. I do some PG shows so that families, they can bring their kids. I don't like that, but I will do them. And I understand that everybody and some people prefer cleaner comedy, no problem.
Right.
But when I do a rated R show, don't expect me to be clean. When we're actually saying it's a very adult content, you have to be 18 and over. On one of these shows, it was a spring break crowd. There was a 6-year-old in my adult only rated R show, and they were carting people.
Wow.
To get in. I don't know how this kid snuck in.
How did that guy get in?
Not only that, he went in escorted by his mom. Like they came in after the show started. So right here, we have video of them sneaking into the theater.
You two, what are you laughing about? Nice gray balls, sir. That's beautiful. I like you. Are you
See? Yeah.
Look at them right in front of you.
Yeah, right across the stage. Like if you're going to sneak in, man, sneak in through the back. They actually snuck in and the kids sat in the front row.
Wow.
At least be discreet, man. Go hide in the back and then you can listen to everything. But like I have to actually stare at a 6-year-old when I'm telling dick jokes.
It actually doesn't even look like you. Yeah, like you must have totally registered that in your brain.
Yeah. I mean, the thing about stand-up comics is that we're always planning ahead in our brain. Mm-hmm. We're always going, okay, they like this material, then I'll do my dating stuff. Or they like this material, so let me talk about my parents. Or let me talk about how I got fired from this job. They like that material. So we're constantly editing in our head. We know where we're going to start, and we know usually how we're going to end. But everything in between, which includes people coming in late, people heckling, a drink being dropped, everything else influences the show. And so we are constantly editing, which means when I see that kid walk by the stage, I have to decide, do I want to address it right here and now?
Wow.
Do I wait to find out where they sit? Because maybe she was going to walk to the other side and sit him in the back.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because if she would have done that, I wouldn't have really had a problem with it. I still don't think you should bring your six-year-old into a rated R show.
Right.
Lady. Like, come on.
But at least it's not in your
face.
Yeah,
at least it's not up front. Because when they're up front, the whole audience sees them. And it makes not just me uncomfortable. It makes everybody uncomfortable. It changes the mood of the room. Because there's good people out in the audience. And they want to protect the kid, too. She's subjecting him to something that's way above his intellect and stuff he shouldn't really be hearing about as a kid. He should be playing with Legos. I mean, this lady, this lady, I hope she's saving up, probably not for his college, but for his bail money. You know what I mean? Like, he's definitely going to need some bail bonds growing up.
I was like, that or some like for his psychiatrist.
Yes. Yeah. That kid is going to need some therapy, because if she's bringing him to my show, imagine what he's getting at home.
Right.
Lady, just leave him in the room with a porn. Why?
Yeah.
Why are you bringing him in to what? The mom sat in the second row. So she sat a row or two behind her kid and let her kid sit in the front row. Like, I'm the fucking babysitter.
Wow.
You know? Yeah. And then immediately I addressed it because I saw them, but I didn't want to embarrass them. So I just said, while there's really underage kids in here and some really shitty parents.
You guys, there are not supposed to be kids in here under 18. So many shitty parents. What the fuck? What? This is what's wrong with America right now. This is a rated. I'm talking.
She knew that I was talking about her. But she's not the only mom that I was talking about, because there were other parents in the room that let their children sit somewhere else. There was people over to my left. They looked like they were 15 years old. They were like, I don't know, four or five people, like high school, you know, and they're sitting in the front row. And I asked them as well, where are your parents?
Have you guys even grown pubes? What the fuck? You guys are going to learn so much. You're going to learn so much. Have you had a boner yet? Are you guys, they're like, what's a boner? Actually, every 5 minutes, right? Is that how it, you're what, 12? Holy shit, you guys. Wow. You're 15? 18? No. You are not 18. The hair on your head looks like my pubes. That's so cute. So fucking cute.
And this guy points. His mom's like three rows back.
Wow.
And I was like, you're cool with your kid learning everything that he's going to learn from me tonight.
Right. Oh,
and then later on, and we got to show this as well. I love this part, because I went at the 15-year-old pretty hard because he had an attitude. He's like, I'm over 18. I'm like, you don't even have pubes, okay? I don't know how you got in here. But so later on during my set, he gets up and goes over to where his mom is.
Oh, wow.
Because he was like so offended. And so like, oh, mom, this isn't fun as I thought it was going to be. And I'm like, that's right. Go sit by your mom, you little bitch.
Oh, you.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, we got to try and find it on tape. We're going to show it right now.
Some of you can be like, what? What? Look who's leaving. I told you. Are you fucking crying yet? I'm telling you. This is, I'm going to sit by my mom.
I can't really go after a six-year-old. I mean, the audience would turn.
Right.
I would love it, but the audience would be.
Right.
I'd probably get fired. worth it. Mm. I did end up asking him how old he was.
Oh, what? Are said 18. You got to run for president, my friend. You're a good fucking liar. You are really good at that shit. Run for president.
The kids sat in the front row. At least be discreet, man. Go hide in the back and then you can listen to everything. But like, I have to actually stare at a six-year-old when I'm telling dick jokes. And the audience was cool. I got them back. It was fine.
Yeah.
They don't have attention span. Mm-hmm. They don't really have respect for the art. So they get chatty. They get bored really easily. Mm-hmm. And that's the other thing that's annoying about little kids being in the audience. They shouldn't be there, you know? Mm-hmm. Go play with the Legos or something, or firecrackers or, you know, just light some shit on fire. Be a normal kid.
Right.
And then another show that I had done, a rated R show. Again, it's in a theater. There's probably about 800-900 people in there. In the middle section, there was a row of kids that were really, they were college age kids, really chatty. But one in particular, I had the lights down pretty low because they were pretty drunk. But I like the lights at a decent level so that I can see them. I talk to the audience quite a bit in my set, so I like to actually make eye contact with them. And it helps me control the room when I know where the yells are coming from, where the reactions are coming from, when I ask a question, how many people raise their hand. Like, I can see. And then based on their response, then I go one way or a different way with my set. So this guy in the middle of a setup, it's not a time to laugh or anything like that. I'm getting ready to set up a good joke. He would interrupt me by just shouting stuff out random, like, no.
Wow.
Or, I don't think so. Or move on. Or it's just shit like that.
Really?
But just
like, so you're
random.
Wow.
In the middle of a setup, and I was getting so angry because it's just enough to annoy everybody around you. Mm-hmm. And I can hear it, and he's in the middle of the audience. It's not like he's right up by the stage. So he was screaming these things.
Here's something so weird, and I don't care because we're family now, so I will admit this to you. During the pandemic, you yelling shit out, I will kick your ass out. Understand? I don't know why these dipshits.
And I couldn't understand all of them. So initially I started, you know, just doing what we normally do with hecklers, which is roast them, get them to shut up. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know who it was because it was darker in the theater. I didn't know. I couldn't see it. So I had the house lights turned up.
See? I don't even have to do it. Bring the lights up a little bit for me.
And then he started acting like, who could it possibly be? He's turning around, knowing that it was him, pretending that it wasn't him. And then I asked the audience, I'm like, who was it? They all point to that asshole. They're all like on my side going, that's the asshole.
Who's the dickhead? Same guy?
And I asked a girl right in front of him, and she was like, didn't want to give him up. She didn't say yes, but I could just see it on her face. Like, she looked like, I don't know what to say. Yeah, it's him.
Is it you? Who is it? It is him, right?
So then what I did is I gave him a choice, and I've never done this before. Usually in audiences, when you can't shut them up and they're being really rude, I just kick them out. Mm-hmm. But with this kid, he was adamant about wanting to stay and adamant at the fact that he was a huge fan of mine.
Right.
He's No, I love you. This is great. I was laughing. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, wow.
So I go, okay, if you want to stay in the show, you have to come way up here.
Tell you what, if you want to stay in my show, you sit right fucking here. Come on.
Off to the side. In the only open chair so that I could watch him.
Okay.
Like a teacher would do that.
Wow.
Like, come up here to the front of the classroom, you little shit, and sit down.
Wow.
I have never done that. It's because I don't like to kick people out because it changes the vibe of the room.
Right, right.
And I want you to be there the whole reason I do this is so that people can laugh and have fun
a good
and
time. Right.
We can be silly. It's right. It's a show, man. We're just having fun. This right. is all just having fun. So I don't like to kick people out. I really don't. So I put him up front. I go back into my act. Maybe 5 minutes go by and I can hear him just talking, but not whispering.
Wow.
Those people in the front aren't even his friends.
Wow.
But he's having a full on loud conversation.
Wow.
So I just walk over. I'm like, that's it. Get out. Get out. Get out. You're talking during my show and I just warned you, get the fuck out. The whole audience was on my side. And in fact, here's the dangerous part about what hecklers don't realize. It's not just the performer that's getting upset and offended. It's the audience. And if those people have some drinks in them, guess what? You're going to get your ass kicked. Not wow. by me, by other people that are annoyed that you are disrespecting them as well. You know what I mean? Yeah. They paid for a show. They wanted, you know, they go there, they drive, they prepare for this night.
Right.
That they anticipate like
right.
something that they invested their time and energy and they want to see a show. With a guy like that that wants that amount of attention and that's fighting you to stay inside the room, the only reason they're fighting to stay inside the room is number one, for attention, and number two, they don't want to be embarrassed by having to get up and walk out.
Oh.
They don't want to be thrown out because it's embarrassing, mm-hmm. right?
Right. So it's like you're walking the line or
exactly.
something.
It's like, oh, dead she won. Walking. Yeah. Right. It's like she won.
Right.
And
oh, okay.
I want to win.
Right.
So somebody did come over to finally walk him out. And if that hadn't happened, I bet you anything there would have been a fight that broke out. And that's just the sad part. But I got the whole audience to tell him exactly what they thought of him. And here's a clip of that.
You're talking through my set, dude. On the count of three, we all say, get the fuck out. 1, 2, 3. Get the
fuck out. 900 people saying wow. that at the same time. It was awesome. It was like awesome.
Well, how did that affect the vibe of the rest of the show? How do you get them back after, you know, that a heckler gets kicked out?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's a delicate balance because now you have the whole audience going, yeah, they're out. Like, and they're kind of celebrating and they're mm-hmm. on your side, but mm-hmm. it's no longer about comedy. You just right. watched almost like a boxing match.
Right.
So typically the comic will make a joke about what just happened. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll talk about, sometimes what I do is you can't get right back into jokes. You kind of have to address everything that just happened.
Right.
And then blow off a little steam and then get back into your jokes. And then they're with you. But to just get back into jokes after someone walks out or gets bounced or whatever, mm-hmm. you can't. Mm. There's just, it looks too rehearsed. It doesn't feel natural.
Right.
It's weird. So sometimes what I will do is act out what that person must have been like before he went to the show. Like, so, could you imagine what he was doing right before the show? So like 5 minutes beforehand, he's in front of his mirror going, okay, all right, you got this. You can heckle. You can do this. We need attention, you know, the good kind of attention, not the type of attention from our stepdad. Okay, so stand tall. When you do your first heckle, make sure you're loud and clear. So I just kind of act out what they may have been thinking or what they were wearing or what they actually said. So I will do something to kind of bridge the gap, kind of acknowledge the people that were on my side and thank them in the audience. Do a couple jokes like that of stuff happening in the room. And then I go back to my set and hope that not too much of the time was burned. Because honestly, I think that literally took up close to 20 minutes to get this guy out. He didn't just get up and leave. He and I went back and forth for several minutes. The audience is yelling at him. It's like it took up a good 15 to 20 minutes out of a 45, 50 minute set. That's almost half that this guy ruined for the rest of the audience.
Right.
And you know what the killer part is? Yes, I got him out. Yes, I said some funny things. So what? So when I get done with my act, I can't tell you how many people, and I know this is out of the goodness of their heart. I don't think they're bad people for saying this. All everybody was talking about afterwards was, you handled that guy so great. Right. Oh my gosh, that heckler. And that breaks my heart because there is not one comedian who is like a kid that's like, I want to do stand-up comedy. This is my dream, is to get heckled by people.
Right.
No, it's always, I want to write great material and help others heal and like bring joy to the masses. I want to laugh at life. I want to laugh at the absurdities that we go through and like bond with people from all over the world. That's what we dream of doing. It's never like, oh, I can't wait to throw this drunk idiot out, you know? And so that's the part that breaks my heart, is that people are heckling more and more in these audiences. I think it comes from social media, is a lot of it. Because a ton of comics, myself included, and I'm not saying this is wrong, post clips with hecklers in it. And so the TikTok, Instagram, YouTube videos that are all coming out with comics destroying hecklers, they're like, let me get famous off so-and-so heckling someone so-and-so at a show.
Right.
No, 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 no. You're supposed to go to the comedy show to enjoy the artist.
Right.
What other art form?
Right.
Are people, are you going to an art gallery going, fuck this painting, man? Boo! You know, what? That never happens. Are you going to the opera and being like, you eat shit? You know, like, nobody's doing that. It's for some reason with stand-up comics, the audience, a lot of these people think, oh, well, they could take it. They're a stand-up comedian. Just because we can take it and we can usually handle most hecklers that come into the room doesn't mean that we should or that it's our job to do that. People kind of go, what's your job? You're a funny person. Make it funny. That's like saying, dance, monkey. No. My job is to actually write good material and perform it for you and make you laugh. That's my job. Yeah. And I'm doing my job. You do your fucking job. Laugh, shut up. Laugh, shut up. Laugh, shut up. I don't get it.
So actually on Seth Meyers, there was a musician who actually asked him, he's like, on stand up, you know, she actually said, so you write your stand up? And he was like, yeah, no. What do you think? I just go up there and just like, out of the, you know, just kind of say what's on my mind.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah.
Well, really good performers make it look like.
Yeah.
We didn't just rehearse that or say it at 10 other clubs or spend time meticulously changing the words out till we get the funniest combination for punchline.
Yeah. I think that's like part of it, don't you think, is that people just don't realize, like you were saying, that it is an art. That there's something artistic about it, that there's writing. It's not just you coming up with things out of the top of the head. It's very smart.
Yeah.
So when you are like doing your comedy and you have like your whole, you know, set planned out and everything like that, and this heckler comes in and kind of messes up like your timing and everything, like how do you adjust on the fly, right? Adjust your set to kind of fill in the gaps?
Yeah, and I think that's a lot of what people love is some audiences are smart enough and they do attend a lot of comedy shows that they know that we write the jokes. That's what comedians do. It is an act. That's why we call it a set or a set list or an act. It's right. not a sketch. Don't call it a sketch. It's not a skit. Skit's worse than sketch. Oh, you call I my like comedy acting. I really like your skit. I was just telling someone about your skit. It's not a fucking skit. It's not. Oh, yeah. So I know that one of my closers is a 15-minute chunk of material. And so since I already burned 15 to 20 minutes with this guy, I actually was like, I think I can start my closer now.
Mm.
And then I did a couple other bits, mixed them in, and it ended up closing fine. And I closed strong. But again, what That's broke cool. my heart afterwards was not people like, man, I loved your jokes, or I laughed mm-hmm. so hard. They were like, oh, the way you handled that heckler. Mm. Oh my gosh, that guy was so annoying. Oh man, that was amazing. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. Like all the things about the heckler. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're never going to see that guy again. I mean, fingers crossed. I'll never see that guy again. But now that's all they remember. So bottom line, guys, just treat the comedians like you want to be treated. I know that's such a cliche old phrase to treat people like you want to be treated, but it's true. Laugh, man. This is, life is hard. Let's laugh. Stop heckling. All right. I love you guys. Yeah, this is my rant, but you guys tune in to see the crazy stuff, and this was crazy. Thanks for hanging out, you guys. Oh, if you think the same thing in terms of heckling is not adding to audiences, it's not adding to the performance, it's messing up the whole vibe of the show, let me know in the comments, what is the best heckler situation you've ever seen? Like, what's the best line you've ever heard a comedian say to a heckler? Drop mm-hmm. it in the bottom, because I actually want to watch those. I love when comics triumph on those. I don't like the situations. I don't need a heckler to make my show go well. Mm. But if you've seen one that's really, really good and handled like unbelievably, send it. Put a link in the bottom. I want to see who that was. I want to see what happened. And then tell me what joke you like from that comic.
Oh, okay? There you go.
Yes, I understand. Heckling could be fun. And it is hilarious in the moment, but what other joke do you remember from that comedian that you loved? That is fair. That's a fair assessment. Yeah.
Love it.
So we'll see you guys in 2 weeks right here on Find the Funny with Lisa Alvarado. That's me. Yay. Thanks, guys. See you soon.
I hope everybody listens to my daughter and see it and laughing with her, because she is very funny.